Hey everybody, do you like s'mores? I bet you do. Who doesn't like marshmallow and chocolate? Today's podcast is going to focus on s'more, but not the edible kind. But don't worry, it's almost just as good. I'm Caitlin Johnson, and today is February 16th, 2020. I'm a biology teacher at Palisades High School in Bucks County, PA. I first learned about s'more through a grad school class at Wilkes University, and I found some of the parts that it incorporated really helpful, so I thought I would share some of that information with you. While not quite as delicious as chocolate, s'more is a Web 2.0 tool that students can use to create a variety of different products. It has flyers, it has infographics, it has newsletters, and you can design your own. The possibilities really are endless. S'more creates a really professional looking product and allows students to add a variety of different content to a single newsletter. Students can add text, pictures, audio, video, or even external links to their final project. Students can easily share their work with the teacher or with other students. It's also a great tool for students to teach other students about a particular topic, and so that students can learn from other students, which helps students build communication skills and reverses the roles in the classrooms so that they are the teachers and the teachers can be the learners. The products on s'more are very professional looking. I've used it to create my own products, and I was surprised by the ease of use. I believe that all students could use this, and it could be applied to many different content. In my classes, I do a cell project where students have to create an infographic. I could see changing this assignment to s'more and having students create a newsletter about their organelle. This would go really well with the project since it's to create a campaign for why a particular organelle is the most important in the cell. So students could use s'more to create a flyer for campaigning for their organelle instead of the infographic. When they're presenting, students could project their flyers in order to convince the others of their organelle's importance. Another vision I have for using s'more is to create a PSA flyer or a newsletter about environmental decisions. Students could choose an action like recycling or composting or carpooling and create a PSA to convince others to adopt the same action. Another assignment could be for students to explain information about different classes of macromolecules and why they're important to the body and examples, and that would be a really nice layout for those different categories of information. Students could also use s'more for clubs or extracurricular activities to advertise for meetings or fundraisers, and because you can incorporate images and visuals really easily in s'more, it makes it ideal for these types of things. S'more's accounts are free to begin with, but you can add extra features with a subscription that is pretty affordable, about $79 a year, which is not too bad if you're going to use it frequently in the classroom, but you can make a few examples for free pretty easily. While not chocolatey marshmallow goodness, s'more is a neat way for students to create very professional-looking assignments that can incorporate a variety of different content, and so go make yourself a s'more snack and check out some of the features that s'more has to offer today. Bye!